This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this afternoon I'm talking with Robin Campbell. Robin is one of two artists who's in a new Craft ACT show called Transference. Good afternoon, Robin.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Transference is you and Joe Victoria, and the works you've got in the show are your own works. They're not like works that are a collaboration in themselves. Have you worked with Joe before?
No, actually we haven't. We've exhibited together many times. We used to work together. But yeah, we've never worked together as in employed work. Never actually collaborated in this way before. Yeah,
okay.
It's the first time.
And Joe's work as well as yours is a mixture of glass and porcelain in terms of materials. And I can certainly see when you look at the show that your inspiration comes from different areas, yours being more land-based and Joe's being very much more a maritime sort of inspiration by the looks of things.
Yes, that's well picked up. I find that her works are very much like rock pools in this exhibition, which is a really difficult thing to catch the light effects that you get within a pool, but she's really managed that very well. And yeah, my work is much more about really strong form, which is probably why you think it's more land-based, whereas Joe is, her work is more about the ephemeral, I think.
And the work itself, and staying with yours there, each piece, often you'll have elements of glass and elements of porcelain in the same piece.
Mm.
Is that an area that you've been working in for a while, combining those two materials?
I really probably did my first pieces 2 years ago, combining glass and clay. But porcelain's a really tricky material, and it's something I've really wanted to work with a lot more. I started working in clay in 2013, but I trained in glass. And I started off with really groggy clays because they were really easy to work with, and I could build the forms that I wanted to. But gradually, I think because of the purity of porcelain and its ability to transfer light, its translucency, the potential for that, I really wanted to combine it with glass. It just sort of makes sense to put it together. But I really lack the skills, and Joe has amazing skills with porcelain. So that's what the exhibition has really been about, that I would teach her about the things that I knew about glass and she would teach me about porcelain. And I've learned a huge amount to the point where it's almost a jumping off point for me. I expect from now on there'll be the majority of my work will be either glass or porcelain or pieces that combine the two.
So there's much more behind the scenes than people might see from Transference itself, that you've had a supportive process where each of you can learn from each other.
Yeah, that was the whole premise for the show. And of course where the title of the show comes from, because it's about the transfer of knowledge. I could ring Joe at any time, you know, and she would answer my questions. And that's just really valuable, because you might just have one question. It's not like going to a class where someone's, you know, tries to teach you everything. I know a lot already, but I just need the fine tuning.
And it's those things you get caught up on, and you could spend a couple of days sort of really dragging your heels rather than actually moving forwards, and a phone call can make all the difference.
Exactly. It just speeds up the process. And, you know, Joe will say things that I'll just go, oh, yeah, like maybe I didn't fire that quite high enough, or because she really understands the material. She can see things that I don't see. And with, like, I did come to porcelain with to that teaching process with some knowledge. For Joe, she knew nothing about glass. So I taught her, when we were preparing for this show, it was right back to the fundamentals and how to cut a line in glass and break the glass in the shape that you wanted. So she started really very much from a beginner, and it's quite amazing how far she's progressed in that time that we've been preparing for the show, and considering the obstacles that have been in our path through that time.
Not the least of which, of course, is the way in which we will have to see this show. So Transference is on at Craft ACT, but for most people, you'll be seeing it online.
Yeah, that's a new experience for us all. I'm wondering if more people will actually see the show. Because
given that its catchment area is now much bigger than just the Craft ACT space itself.
Exactly.
So it's on at, as I was saying, at Craft ACT, it's on between now and the 27th of June, and you can get to it by the website, which is craftact.org.au, and I believe you can also book a real visit if you're in a position to do so.
That is my understanding from the staff at Craft ACT. Yeah, you can go and see the work. You just give them a call.
Yeah, and arrange an exhibition, see the exhibition in person. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, you'll get a whole different experience being with the work. So if you have the time and the inclination, I think that's a really good thing to do.
Excellent. Well, thank you for talking with us this afternoon, Robin. I look forward to seeing how the show unfolds for everybody there and how the experience works this way around, because we might be doing these exhibitions for some time to come.
Well, let's hope not. But thank you, Neil.
Yeah, thank you.